Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. The Twin City Ballet has a host of events at Caroli Park this weekend. It's Ballet Under the Stars and Arts in the Park and Holy Caroli, the Park After Dark. With me in studio is Twin City board member Cindy Faust. Cindy, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, Bob. Thanks.
Glad that you are here. The signature event for the ballet company is ready to take stage, and the park for that matter. It gets underway with the Children's Ballet School performance. Share about that presentation.
Well, we will be in the park tomorrow. Well, we may not be in the park tomorrow unless
Depending
we're all under an umbrella. That's right.
But Friday,
for sure, I think we're going to have the weather after tomorrow. We'll have beautiful skies and weather for the whole weekend. And we're going to be there tomorrow and or Friday with students from across the parishes. And they will be entertained, I think, and delighted with our newest performance, Holy Caroli, The Park After Dark.
With that performance, you have actually written that performance.
I did write that performance.
Share on that experience.
It's interesting. I'm a board member, longtime board member for Twin City Ballet, but I've never taken a dance class. And so it was the irony of me writing a ballet was pretty, was not lost on anyone. I can promise you I am, the butt of the teasing sometimes about the dancing. But it was a wonderful challenge. And I got to bring some of my writing skills, I guess, to a ballet performance. The wonderful choreographers that work for Miss Linda, Leah and Michelle and Gretchen, Miss Linda, took the performance and put it to ballet.
How big of a challenge was it once you got rolling with the idea and the thought behind it? It just kind of came easily for you?
I think so. What was great is that they really just said, your mind is the canvas. Just go with what you want to go with. And I'm thinking, good grief, how am I going to incorporate, a children's performance like that? But they got me going. They came up with, wonder what goes on in the park after dark at night, And so I said, that's a question, for inquiring minds. And that's what I put in the performance. We all want to know, what goes down. And without giving too much of the fun details, they actually have reality competitions in the park after dark. Bob, I don't know if you know that. And it's a little mix of So You Think You Can Dance and American Idol. And we have our own park forest creature judges. And the animals actually compete for the judges about who's going to win, American Idol of Caroli Park.
Yeah. The feature performance coming up with Ballet Under the Stars, this year with the theme of the very best of Broadway. Tell us about that.
Very best of Broadway. Well, you're not going to go wrong with the choreographers that we bring in, Joe East. Mm-hmm. I believe there's also a lot of the music is, or a lot of the dances are choreographed to pianist Hugh Laurie as well. And I think we're also we will enjoy a tribute to the Louisiana Blues. So it should be very exciting, very fun. You can't beat the park on a beautiful, spring night. The water behind the stage, the lights coming off, it's really magical. It really is. Sounds like we're at Disney World, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But out there on the lawn, and we have big tents set up. Saturday night, it's a great event because after the performance, we have a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can upgrade your ticket and attend. And it's really neat to be out in the park under the stars and with good friends and food and fellowship.
Yeah. For those that would like to do that, Cindy, as far as the upgrade, do they need to do that in advance or can they do that there at the night of the performance?
They can get the tickets to the performance that night.
Okay.
But the upgrades, yes, that has to be bought in advance. So we'll know how many to plan for.
Some of the things I think you alluded to that really set this occasion apart, you mentioned, a relaxed setting and the beauty of the elegance of the actual setting there along the pond. What has been a highlight of the event for you over the years?
I'm going to tell you, a couple of years ago, we did, Miss Linda celebrated her 40th year as
right.
a
mm-hmm.
ballet, as a ballet company. And we did a beautiful, of course, it just about rained it out. And that's what you're always up against,
Right.
And we start sweating it out at the 10-day forecast. But it was really neat to see so many community people come out and celebrate for her. What an accomplishment, And initially we had this big tent under the wonderful direction of Patty Wilhite, and we decorated the tent. It looked like Tavern on the Greens, and it was lovely. Mm-hmm. And then the rain came and brought it all down. But, you know, I think that Ballet Under the Stars is truly an event unique to its own. And it's, you know, I don't think you could go without saying how I admire Miss Linda. Sunday is a performance for the community. There's no charge. There's no anything.
Right.
And so everyone has an opportunity to enjoy it. And as a matter of fact, as far as the children's performance, we'll perform it Thursday and Friday for students and schools. But Saturday and Sunday, we will have a free performance for the community if they are out in the park with their families. And they can happen over and watch 45 minutes of, you know, great fun and dance and entertainment.
Yeah, and Arts in the Park debuted last
year.
Arts
in the Park.
Again.
It is back again. We just set it up like a little vendor's row, if you would, and with vendors that come out, artists that come out and bring their wares. And, you know, we've got everything from, you know, actual art that people, jewelry, and then I guess for park guests, they have an opportunity to walk along. We have food vendors. It's just really a whole neat weekend.
Of course, it is a ticketed event. How can someone find out more about attending Ballet Under the Stars?
Well, we have a Facebook page, of course, Ballet Under the Stars. They could go to and get information. They can just call the Twin City Ballet headquarters. They can call one of Miss Linda Lavender's studios. And someone will be glad, more than happy, to get them tickets.
Lots going on. Holy Caroli, it's Ballet Under the Stars and Arts in the Park, all happening at Caroli Park this weekend with the Twin City Ballet Company. Cindy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob, for having us, as always.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.